Donald Trump is holding his lead in the latest WBUR poll of people likely to vote in the Republican presidential primary in New Hampshire. His closest rival, Ben Carson, may be fading. Also, in the wake of the Paris terror attacks, the poll out this morning shows voters divided on how to handle terrorism, Middle East policy, and immigration. WBUR's Fred Bever reports on the poll, starting with the numbers for the candidates.
After losing a few percentage points in a WBUR survey 2 weeks ago, Trump's more firmly on top in the latest poll, with 23% of likely Republican primary voters choosing him or leaning his way. Many of Trump's supporters, including Gerard Scalamaro, an Exeter Republican, say they're done with political insiders.
And I'm tired of it. I want someone who's outside of the system, who's not going to game the system for their own ends.
Carson has benefited from that outsider sentiment, too, but the new WBUR poll conducted by the Mass Inc. polling group shows his appeal may be waning. Carson was in a near tie with Trump in September, but he's 10 points behind now. Mass Inc. pollster Steve Cazella says voters gave Carson an early honeymoon, but as he's gotten better known, the attraction's faded.
But headed in the other direction, so the counterexample to that is Marco Rubio, where the better voters get to know him, the more they like him.
Rubio started to shoulder through the GOP pack in the last WBUR poll, and now he's supported by 13% of respondents, in a dead heat with Carson behind Trump.
I'm not one of these people that's just looking for an outsider for the sake of it being an outsider. I'm looking at people who I think can fix some of the issues that we have going on in our country right now.
Wolfboro Independent Constance Miller is leaning toward Rubio. She's voted for Democrats in the past, but she says the current crop is too much in President Obama's mold, and she's looking for change on the economy and immigration, and particularly on terrorism.
We do need to be a lot more aggressive and put more troops on the ground and quash this radical idealism that's going on in the Middle East, because if we don't, it's, as we can see, it's spreading further and further.
WBUR's last poll showed that aside from the economy, defeating Islamic State terrorists was the top priority for GOP primary voters in New Hampshire. The more recent poll was conducted in the days immediately following the Paris attacks, but it did not ask directly about that tragedy. Yet it did suggest a split on just how ISIS might be fought. 38% of respondents, like Miller, say more troops are needed in the Middle East. But 50% said the next president should stick with current troop levels or even pull back. Pollster Steve Cazella says those numbers reflect a growing wariness about wars launched in response to terrorism.
It creates space for some diversity among the candidates in terms of their approach. It's not like there's a litmus test that you have to pass in order to gain what would be enough support to win in New Hampshire.
And as with military strategy, respondents are split on immigration. More than 40% said people who came to the U.S. illegally should be found and deported, in line with Trump's views or Texas Senator Ted Cruz's. But a majority took a different view, saying either that these people should be allowed legal status to live and work here, or that they should be given a path to citizenship. That leaves an opening, perhaps, for candidates such as Rubio, who are looking for some running room in New Hampshire. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever.